1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, it's like, I think sometimes with situations where there is some infidelity in a relationship or a marriage, and they end up having a child out of their marriage, the short end of the stick goes to the child.
Yes, the short end of the stick absolutely always goes to the child. But
especially if you're children, a celebrity figure.
Right.
And especially,
if you're a celebrity figure, yeah, and I can't show that this is my daughter or my son because my image is my family.
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of people that do that. There's a bunch of people that live that life and they're not famous. Like, the family unit, or at least the perception of the family unit, is huge.
Absolutely. Well, once you get the second child, everything cracks.
What do you mean?
So say, like when you have a family unit, right?
Yes.
And then you have infidelity in the situation, then you have a kid somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of celebrity or not celebrity.
It's just a second kid.
Right?
There.
That family second kid unit. Just, yeah.
Your girl will be okay with you. There's resentment on both sides. Your girl will accept you.
The other woman will be okay with it because she knew.
No, I'm talking about your girl. Your girl will accept you back.
She ain't gonna accept the kid, though.
No. And so now, what I was saying earlier is, yes, men ain't shit for that. I want to be clear. Right. When everybody hears it and say, oh, you're caping.
Yeah,
no, I'm being realistic.
Facts.
Okay.
Men are not shit for cheating and getting other women pregnant.
Just like women aren't shit for when they have a baby, and we'd all know those situations where they'll have a baby and the nigga will think it's his, then he gets the fraternity test and it's not his.
Yes, but we're not talking about that. We start talking about men. Right?
No, absolutely. But I just want to.
I just want to understand. But right now, we're just talking about niggas.
Okay.
So niggas. So I just want to say, because what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm caping, but I'm not. I'm being realistic because we live in the real world.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Men are not shit for cheating and having babies elsewhere. Everybody understands that.
Respect.
If you do that, you are not shit. I'm not saying you're the worst person in the world, but you ain't shit, and you need to get your shit together.
What you did was not right,
and you need to get shit together because you just affected a bunch of lives.
But
now, the women who know that you're fucking with somebody, preferably a celebrity,
mm-hmm,
athlete, regular nigga that got some money, whatever reason you're fucking with him, and you get pregnant and have this baby by him.
The second baby.
Yes.
Right.
You now are the man ain't shit, but you aren't shit for bringing that child into that situation because you know he ain't gonna be shit. Yeah. So you're bringing this child into the world to struggle. You're bringing this child into the world.
But what if,
man, that's a tough call. And I sit as a nigga who has the last say. I'm that nigga in this situation. So, but I'm even with
cheating?
That. No, it's not cheating,
that's
but it's just
saying.
The fact of, somebody else came in knowing, like, I'm dealing with parenthood from having my first, right? And then they decide, like, look, shit, I want one too, right? So
well, your situation is a little different.
But what I'm trying to say is, that's almost like canceling out her ability to feel. Like, she's supposed to say, man, your situation over there is whatever, so I'm not going to have this baby? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not supposed to have this baby because your situation over there. Like, that's a tough
sell. Completely different situation.
No, in your example. Completely different example
in what I'm saying.
So
your example is completely right. Or you're a single man.
I'm going your example.
Well, sure.
Right, your example.
But
right.
It's not about, you know what? Let's bring that episode.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. I am Mouse Jones. That's Fly Rye. Mac Wilds is somewhere doing something amazing. No, just playing.
He is doing something amazing.
But we have a friend of the show, one of our first guests of the new year, my best friend and trainer, the guy next door trainer at this point. We got my guy Zeus. Zeus, what's going on?
Which camera I'm looking at?
Your camera is right there.
Bang, don't worry
about the camera. Talk to us. We're here. People at home, you hear we're already enthralled in the conversation as usual, but we're going to get back to it. Just want to let y'all know. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, like, and comment, especially if you're listening on Apple, Guys Next Door. Make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter, Guys Next Door Pod. Continue the conversation using hashtag Guys Next Door Pod. And all of this year's bonus episodes are already up on the Patreon. So if you are a Patreon member, make sure you head over there, Guys Next Door Pod. And that's patreon.com/Guys Next Door Pod. We got more coming to you. Am I missing anything? I'm not missing anything, right?
No, we're good.
All right. So what I was saying, Zeus, in that instance is yes. No, I'm not saying yes. I'm saying no, because who has the last say? The woman has the last say what happened with her body, right? As she should, right. And women can always say, well, I came to you and I asked you what you thought.
Right.
This is your body. This is your choice. Right. I do appreciate you asking me, but this is your body. This is your choice.
But
if you are having a, if you're already fucking around with somebody else's man.
But what if that person?
That's nefarious
in
itself.
And I'll be the enemy of the niggas. What if that male is telling that woman everything in the way of?
Well, that's different.
That's still lying. But I also think that that man, to get into that situation of getting another woman pregnant while being married or while being with somebody with a child, has already expressed that, yo, I fuck with you a lot, and it's, you know, me and Shorty is going.
I know niggas are terrible.
You know me and Shorty going through this. Right. She's also, we don't even know, she's also doing this with her shit on the side. Yeah. I caught her doing this. Boom, boom, boom. You get caught up in some. And some women, you're right, they have the last say with their body. And they're also staying like, yo, look, I honestly don't, which can be wrong. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't need you in her life if that's how you feel.
But you're not thinking, you do need him in her life, because that's why it's called parenting.
Yes.
Even if you say, I'll find someone up. That child, take it from somebody who grew up with a quote-unquote stepfather. That's my father. I don't call him a stepfather, but in layman's terms, he is a stepfather. You know my dad personally. You know my dad. You've had conversations.
I get it.
My dad is my dad. He's my superhero. But he also is like on this unfair pedestal, because I understand that he came and took up the responsibility of someone else. And I also know that raising me was not easy, because as much as you want to impart in me, as much as you want to put in and pour into me, there is parts of me that you don't understand because it comes from someone else, and that person is a shit bag and he's not around.
Correct.
So you're left holding the baggage, doing the best you can.
Correct.
I like to think I came out pretty well. I like to think I make him proud. But, you know, in that moment, that's what you're doing. So as a woman, bringing a child into that situation, you have to think about that. Yes, I don't think anyone, I'm not telling anyone what to do with their body. I'm saying if you bring a child into the world under, let's be honest, under quite nefarious means, if you're fucking somebody else's guy, I don't care what he's telling you. You know that's not your nigga. You know you can't post pictures of him. You know you can't go where he at if she did. You know this. So you're going to bring a baby into the world? You are bringing this child into a world to suffer. For what?
That's, I hear you, but now I'm back on the, I want to hear both sides, right? Because Fly Rye's point is great and your point is great. You see what I'm saying? Because that does happen a lot, right? Where you end up meeting that other person, y'all build a relationship, it becomes your side girl. You see what I'm saying? She's your shorty too. You understand what I'm saying? You made her feel loved.
You know, entree ain't good without something. Yep. I really want to be with you.
But all we know, shorty could have a man too.
You know what I mean?
Cool. So
the one.
Mean?
Yep. Right, no. Yeah, that too.
That too. But the side
family, you might have.
They might have been.
None of our business. We can only deal with. All right. So we can only deal with what we know.
Playing that she doesn't. Mm-hmm. Playing that she doesn't. Now you've created something where she's your side, chick, but she's like your girlfriend. You know how that, we've all seen absolutely. It, we've been there.
I don't have white friends.
But I read it in the tabloids.
I seen it on Twitter, mm-hmm. right? So we all seen that type of situation, and then they feel super comfortable. You took the condom off, y'all start playing house and shit, whoop-de-whoop, and then she tells you that she's pregnant, you probably not even freaking out. You just like,
what?
All right. Depending on where you at in life. On your relationship with your wife right. or
more
whatever.
More times than not, advocate, you're probably going to be like, nah, chill, you know, you can't do that. I got whoop-de-whoop. But there's niggas that, and depending on where they are in life,
depending on how financially stable you are, depending on what's going on.
Yo, fuck it,
depending on what's going on with what's going on really at home.
Right.
You just don't know.
Yeah, right. So I don't even know how to place blame on anybody, because I think everybody takes a level of the blame there. Listen, like, I don't know.
The first blame has to go to the male.
Okay.
For stepping out on his whatever it
but
was.
Only one person is going to carry this baby.
Yes, absolutely. But somebody's going to carry the burden of having a baby with somebody that they can't be around.
Right. And he's going to carry the burden.
There's only one person that's going to carry that burden. It's only one person that's going to carry the baby. But there's only one person that's going to be that's going to be looked at as a negative way because they're not around their child.
Not really.
Yes.
I mean, to the public. Yes. To the public.
Because what if that... Yeah, no.
To the public.
What if you... To the public.
People might not even know.
No, but in a way that I'm talking about public figures.
Right.
So, yes.
People might not even know.
People do know, though.
But then that...
I know.
But that makes it even worse. Right, sure.
So that means I'm not the only one.
You think he can?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't, but that's what I'm saying. If you're anything of a good father, you're going to feel some type of way that you can't be around a child of yours.
Good father's perspective.
A father. If you're anything of a father, not even a good father. No,
it's
a father.
No,
a father?
Unfortunately, it is.
But it's still base. Like, okay, it's still baseline to the idea of being a good father.
I don't know if he listens, so I'm not trying to violate. I'm not trying to violate nobody's situation.
Absolutely.
Right. I'm talking about you. I'm talking personal to you, so I don't know if he listens. Right. Like, your brother and sister, an older sister, got to grow up with your dad. Yes? You didn't.
Yeah.
To him, to you, he's a shit bag.
But I didn't, but
to
I wasn't.
To them, he's a good dad. It's perspective.
No. You're just making the perfect situation out of the situation.
Yes.
But you brought in my situation, so I have to.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
You didn't say of course. Joe Smo.
Right, because I wanted perspective. Right.
So my perspective of the situation is my older sister, he was around her a lot. She probably feels the worst about my dad.
Guilt.
Yeah.
Guilt, why? Like, she feels guilty or like she doesn't like him?
She probably has the bad memories of him. Because more bad memories of him than I do.
Right.
Exactly. My little brother and sister had him around a lot, but they've grown up to know how much of a asshole, a shithead he has been in certain situations.
Right, right.
Not all, but some, which is more than others.
Right, right.
Me, on the other hand, he wasn't around, so it was just...
So your only thing is he wasn't around.
My only thing is you weren't around.
And their thing is, and your older sister
my older
is,
like, yeah,
he
you
was
around,
around and but I had to deal with this.
It was, you were around, but, and you were married to my mother, and you were cheating on her, and you were doing this, and all this
your
stuff.
Your dad white?
Huh?
Your dad white?
Nah, he's just half a coke. he did white drugs.
He did white drugs.
The white drugs took over his body. His body balanced out just a little bit. So, I mean, that era, he was selling drugs. He did all that shit. But she has memories of him leaving her at my grandmother's house and not coming back, and my grandmother treating her like shit and all types of shit. So her shit is different than my shit. My shit is only, you wasn't around, my nigga. You could have been around. You was in the city working, doing that shit, and I didn't even know you were filming movies in New York for 8 months. Right. My stepmom would come around like, yo, you've been in New York for 8 months and you didn't see your son? Oh, I'm busy. She's like, yo, you filming down the block from where he... Like, that type of shit. So the only thing I can say to you is, like, you wasn't around and you put my mom in financial binds that we're still trying to get out to this day. See what I'm saying? But my other siblings, like, you were around us, but we also seen what you did to our mom. My older sister's like, you're around, but you left all, and you did all this, and everybody loved you. So all of our problems, I'll say this. When a person has children with multiple women.
Yeah.
And there's always going to be some negativity in there.
And you leave little pieces of you.
Everybody has a negative thing to say about you in some shape, way, or capacity.
Right. That's a fact.
So my I don't fuck with shoes are based off of you not being around. This one's, I don't fuck you based on how they treat you treated their mother. Yeah. This one's, I don't, like, come on, I've been, I'm going to talk real shit. Like, I've been in the crib when I moved my pops in high school and the lights would get cut out. Mm-hmm. And in my mind, my son, I'm like, yo, the bill, we just forgot to pay the bill, like, on time. And in my mind, I'm like, yo, my pops has bread. I'm not saying with you the richest motherfucker, but there's no way in hell. Mm-hmm. I see my mom work two jobs. Lights never got cut off. Mm-hmm. Why are the lights getting cut off? But in my mind, I'm like, oh, you didn't pay the bill. I'm not worried about the bill. I'm in fucking 11th grade. Oh, all right, they're going to pay the bill later. The shit's going to come back on. Cool, I'm used to this shit by now. It's right. Happened a couple times. Right. Little did I know, this nigga has a whole another woman in another state.
Man.
Acting like she's his wife because she knows he has a wife. So she's acting like Mrs. Fletcher. Calling the bill, calling the electric company like, yo, cut the lights out. See what I'm saying? So there's different things that can make children see different. Like, all I'm saying in this whole, to bring it back, mm-hmm. all I'm saying is the first person, obviously, like I said, to blame is the man.
Is the man.
Right. But still, there's so much other shit a man can be doing there, to
so
where.
So the first person is the first absolutely, person we agree to blame that. Is the man.
We absolutely right. agree on
without
that.
A doubt.
And that's why I don't want to go down the.
The impactful person, though, and the person who has the power to save this child a lifelong headache, lifelong of pain and hurt.
Absolutely.
Is the only person that can carry life.
Yes, but the burden of
the
not,
burden falls on it.
But
on
that's
her,
but
no
that's
what.
Like but that's like my mom. But my mean? Mom's like my dad didn't get divorced. She wasn't with her. Mm-hmm. But my dad didn't get divorced till he was damn near marrying my stepmom. Like till they were
he didn't get divorced from your sister's
my
mom.
My sister's mom.
You were already born. Like,
they, yeah. My right. my sister's 40.
Right.
My sister's 40. 8 years older than me, 40. My little brother's 8 years younger than me. Right. By the time he finally got a divorce from my
he'd have already been with your mom.
He's already had my brother and my sister.
Wow.
About to get married to the point where you can't marry two people. He's like, yo, you gotta get a divorce. And that's when it happened. So I could be that kid that was like, yo, my mom was the bad person who could have decided. But my mom was
I'm
like,
not
yo.
Saying your mom was the no, bad
this what
person.
This is what I'm saying.
You're saying,
I'm
impactful. Just saying
she had the last say so.
The last say so.
She
right.
had, if she
right.
didn't, if she, her say so was not to have me, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
You know what
and
I'm
that's
saying?
Why I'm saying, that's
right.
not,
you
that's what I'm
be
saying.
Here.
That's a tough call. Like, that's,
it's a very
that,
tough call
right.
to
and
fight
that's not,
to say
that's,
as adults.
And the impactful one I'll give you, but the idea of saying, like, this idea of being able to save mankind by not doing it, right?
Yeah,
like,
no,
like
to save mankind. I'm saying
right, if it wasn't my mom, it would have been somebody else.
It's not an effect. I don't think. Once again, I don't know the details of your parents.
I'm telling you, if it wasn't my mom, and mm-hmm, to go even closer to that, my dad begged to have me to my mom.
See, that's different.
How do you
See,
know? But
that's
how,
different.
But how do we know? We don't know the story.
That's
what I'm
said
saying.
We need both sides.
You know
I
what happens in those.
Rest.
You know
it
what happens behind
like
closed
that.
Doors, so, whether a guy has a girl or not.
Right.
He could be telling you sweet mm-hmm. nothings, not
but
saying
if
it meant
he
nothing.
You to have a kid, and he's that's one thing. But that's not what we talking about. We specifically said in the beginning. People, these women that are having
no,
these kids.
No, I'm my sorry. First initial statement how we got to this was, I feel bad
for
children
kids, yes.
who basically,
who can't
what
have
I'm talking
a parent
about,
because, they're
because of their social status or whatever it is, and they can't be the father they are to their other kids.
It's that motherfucking family unit, bro. And bitches will kill over it. Like, you not. It,
but in my case, I don't, his that case could be the same as my mom's case. Like, you're begging for a child.
I don't know if that wouldn't be me.
I'm saying, you're begging for a child.
Like, none of, we're saying that, but none of us know. You could be, in, you could have, your life can be literally entangled with this person. Married.
Absolutely.
You're entangled. This is your, and you, I mean, you didn't slip up. You went out, you made a bad decision. You made a fucking selfish bad decision, which led to this woman being pregnant.
But is it... I can't even. I won't say it's not a bad decision because it is a bad decision.
It is. It's not
but,
a mistake.
But
you
but
went
if,
out no, here.
Was,
and did
it
this.
Wasn't a mistake at all.
Right.
That's
went,
not a mistake.
You took your pants off.
They didn't have.
You put the, you.
Especially in
the
situation I'm talking about.
Dick.
In my mind, I'm thinking it wasn't the first.
It was time after time.
It was time after time after time.
Then, it
then you got comfortable.
Right.
You
and
took
now
that
you
off.
Up.
And now you slipped up. That was your side joint for years, maybe.
And that's what I said. At some point, this person is like your girlfriend, right? And it becomes.
She knows she's your girlfriend with. A caveat.
Yeah, but she's also
course,
getting she's also getting the nigga that comes home and is like, yo, me and her not even together
right.
now.
So those
she's fucking with
those
this nigga. And we know in this
deep.
Situation she was you, doing whatever
feelings,
she was doing.
Right.
She's fucking with this nigga now. She's doing that. Like, yo, I can't do this no more. You get a little pregnant. Now, in your mind, he still could be like, yo, you good? Like, I'm going to hold it down. Don't worry about it. I still
I
want you to have the baby.
You,
then
shit,
right. shit hits the tabloids. Now it's like.
Now you got to.
I can't be who I said I was going
to
be.
That family unit,
because it goes
it goes back to that family unit.
That last name
unit.
Is important.
Yeah, right. but that in my mind that doesn't fall on the woman. But in my mind, there's a family on the other side.
But it's unfortunate for the kid.
What about the other kids? The kids that's already here.
They're getting the love.
They got love. There's no smut on their jacket.
I actually do feel bad for the other kids because they don't get to know their sibling.
From that perspective, but there's no media smut on their jacket.
When I was a kid, and I've never shared this, it's crazy. When I was a kid, my dad's mom.
Your grandmother.
My dad's mom.
Okay, I'm sorry.
She would hide things from me and my older sister. I didn't know I had an older sister for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to my grandma's house. Well, I would go to her crib.
Your dad's mom.
I'd go to her house, and she would literally take all the pictures down of my sister and put pictures up of me. And then when my sister came over, she would take pictures down of me and put pictures up of my sister. So in my mind, my older sister probably knew she had a little brother.
But you didn't know.
But I didn't know. There's one day she popped up at my school. I was probably like 8. She was probably like 16. I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this girl?
Right.
Like, I don't know who you are. And all of a sudden, like, oh, you got a sister. I'm just like, huh? Like, I've been an only child my whole life. I have a sister now that's 8 years older than me. Like, right. This makes completely no sense to an 8-year-old. And those things are like, there's other, which even goes a step further, there's other people in your family that hide other people's, you know?
I can't blame them.
They hide other people's dirt off of... When in actuality, I would have loved to have an older sister my whole life. Like, right. I don't care about what's going on. So in that situation I'm talking about, that little girl probably would love to have a brother around.
Well, he might love to have a little sister.
Love to have a little sister.
No, he ain't getting no more siblings.
And he is going to get more siblings, but not going to get it from the same parents.
In hiding those pictures, it wasn't about you or... It was about the parents
she was,
involved, right?
Like, it was about her son.
Well, that's what I meant.
It wasn't protected. Nobody.
I've been through this. My grandmother, you already know, rest in peace, Juanita Cook, and that's my heart.
Right.
But her son is who she birthed.
Yep.
Right.
She's holding him down.
There's certain love. Eventually she came out of it.
Right.
And eventually she was able to point and be like, that's wrong and that's bullshit.
And I've never got that.
But growing up, there was a lot of defending. There was a lot of arguments like, yo, what are you? Until she seen it and was like, no, right. That's wrong.
Right.
And this is my grandson, and I'm never not going to treat him like him. Which she never did. She never did. My grandmother always came and got me. We literally was around the corner. She always came and got me. But she let him get away with certain, without being held accountable. And whenever she would hear me hold him accountable, well, that's your daddy. No, fuck that.
Right.
And my situation was different. His mother till this day, she has polio, she can't walk and all this shit, and she's one of the most evil people in the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Just because of the shit that she has, the shit till this day. Like, for instance, I get Christmas cards, or matter of fact, when I go see my dad, like, I would probably see my dad after he moved away when I was like 2, I don't even remember seeing him then, but then when he moved to California, he had my brother and sister 8 years later, I would start seeing him probably like, once he had my brother, I'd probably go over there maybe every couple, three years, I spent like Christmas with them because it's like my stepmom. My stepmom and my mom were cool. Not before, but they made it cool because my mom was like, I don't trust him, but I wanted to know his siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll trust him because of you, and I feel like you're a kind, you have a kind heart. I love my stepmom to this day. Y'all know that. Like, that's my nigga. So it's like, in that situation, I would go over there and be Christmas. Mind you, I'm 8 years older than them, but I wasn't old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like 11. Mm-hmm. They're like, you know, 3, mm-hmm. 2. Mm-hmm. Even when I was like 13, whatever it was, even to the point when I moved to California when I was 16.
When staying with them.
There would be gifts, you know,
mm-hmm.
sent for Cole and Austin, my brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And there would be nothing for me.
And you're right.
There would be situations, even when I got older, but at that time, it's like, I didn't know. I was like, oh, whatever. Pass around the phone. I'd be like, yeah, hello. Then she'd have long conversations with other kids, not me, boom. Then there'd be, I think there was one situation, that was like my last straw. I think I got a Christmas card from her,
mm-hmm.
a birthday card. It was like, yo, happy birthday, love you, boom, some money. I think I called her like, yo, thank you for the card. And she's like, what card? Like, what are you talking about?
Somebody sent you a card.
My uncle sent a card from her, or on her behalf,
mm-hmm.
with money in it, and I'm thinking it's her and it wasn't her. So after that, like, there'd be certain situations, yo, let's go to your grandma's house. I'm like, nah. To the point now where it's like, my dad don't even ask me to talk to her.
And she's in L.A.?
No, she's here.
In New York.
She lives in, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
To the point where my sister used to live with live with her. Mm. My sister don't talk to her at all. Like, will never talk to her. Has more hate for that woman than I do. And I really don't fuck with her at all. Mm-hmm. But right. She's just like, yo, hell no, I'm not dealing with that bitch. Like, it'll be certain times, yo, y'all called your grandmother, and we know he not talking to me and my sister. Only talking to my little brother and sister. Mm-hmm. He knows not to pat. When I was younger, he'd be like, he'd try to, little small talk, boom. He knows now, don't even mention that around us, especially not my older sister. My older sister not having it. Right. She's like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Me, I'm just like, I look at him like, are you crazy, my nigga? Like, I'm not. Even to the point where my stepmom don't fuck with her, because there's been times where she'd come to the city, she'd be like, yo, Rye, let's go see her. And I'd be like, you know, I don't want to. She's like, yo, let's just do it. And this is when I was probably like 19, 20, 18. I was like, you know, I don't want to. You know, I don't really fuck with her. She's like, yo, come on. Like, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll come. And she'll call over there, and then she'll act sick. Like, I don't feel well. To the point where my stepmom will call my uncle, like, yo, what the fuck is up, bro? Like, literal conversation. Yo, what the fuck is up? Like, why won't we? Man, like, Alec, I really don't know what to tell you. Like, she's like, you know what? Now I understand Ryan more. I understand. This is why me and my stepmom are close, because she's seen the shit I had to go through. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, my pops would, like, there was shit that was just going on that I didn't need to see or have to happen. And my dad's mom treats my dad just like the golden child.
Yeah.
Mind you, my step-pop, I mean, my uncle, my dad's brother, is the one that really takes care of takes care of their mother.
Right.
Like, he's there. He lives in New York. My dad don't live in New York. My dad lives in Mexico. He comes to New York once a year, maybe, to see all his boys, chill with his mom for 2 days, and dips out. My uncle lives here 24/7, seven days, and he's over there every day taking on walks, and my grandma still looks at my pops as the golden son. Right. So in my mind, like you said, you had a grandma like, yo, I can't even do this shit no more. Mm-hmm. This is my grandson. I'm not going to stand for this. You're wrong. Mm-hmm. Nah, to this day, there's no you're wrong. That's my son type shit. So they always going to take after their son. It's like our moms. Yeah. If we had a girl, if we was talking to a couple girls, your mom going to hold it down for you, because that shit, you want to hold down for you? Mm-mm. Mom's going to hold down for me.
Marion will
I never not. Violated, but my mom also didn't want me to have one girlfriend.
Well, my mom won't, because my mom went through it.
Okay.
So that's that, right? Where my mom went through it with my biological father. Yeah. So there was absolute, like, literally, when, like, growing up, like, the only reason she let it slide growing up, because, like, she knew, like, these wasn't my girlfriends. Like, whatever.
Right.
And then it just became, I don't want all these girls at my house. That's what it was.
It was never a whole house. Don't have these girls at my house.
I would get a call. Like, I'm like, how would you know?
Right.
And then I found out my neighbor across the street was snitching. But, like, it'd be like it'd probably be like, we get home at what, 2? Might be a girl that walks home with me at 2. Might be a girl that slides by at 4.
Right.
Might be another girl that slides by get off the after school bus. That's at 6. Might have one of the basketball joints pull up. That's at like 7.
And your mom get home at?
Mom get home about 7:30.
Right.
Don't be having a girl. I don't know.
See, that's all when for me, when I was like,
that's younger, that community,
like,
shit.
18, 19, yeah, 20, right? 18, 19,
that's
20,
that you had a house.
21, 24.
But by the time I meet my wife at the time.
She's not playing that, right?
Right,
by the time my mom met, like, women that I was like, hey, mom,
seriously,
meet her,
yeah.
she doesn't jack that now, at all. My mom actually shits on me to them. Like, she'll be like, my mom talks bad about me to them. Like, yo, this nigga be wild.
My mom,
like, so.
Like,
my mom will hold it down. She'll be like, I know it's not the one for you. I know all this other shit. My mom will also be like, growing up, she didn't want me to be a young parent. So she like, yo, I'm scared of you having one girlfriend, because I know what that leads to.
Mm.
You one girlfriend, young age, you're having a kid. She was like, so right now, I'd rather you have, not girlfriends, but multiple girls around, do whatever you want. I'm not saying you're having sex with them, but I'd rather you have that than
just
focus on
options,
one girl.
Just chill. I get that.
She
idea.
Knows where that could lead. You feel what I'm saying?
A little problematic, but, you know.
Yeah, a little problematic.
You take it.
Take it how you want to. I don't have no kids.
Right?
Take how you want.
Well, there's that.
Well, listen, my dad had that same approach, and I got kids, so.
Right, there's that. So
my dad had the same approach. My dad was like, don't focus on no one girl, da-da-da.
My dad was more like that, too.
My dad was more like that. My mom was like,
I like condoms.
Well, my mom was like, settled fuck down and shit like that. I mean, so.
It's different between me and you, brother.
I mean, the last 5-6 years is definitely like, settle down, my nigga.
Yeah. So, I mean, now it's cool, like.
Right, we're all over 30.
And I be looking at my mom now, like, I'm like, yo, see, all this time you didn't want me to have a kid. Now it's like, when you going to have a kid? But my mom don't even say that now. She's like, yo. My pops had me when he was 40, you feel me?
Right.
Like, my mom was 30. So she like, yo, you're good. Like, you're fine. Like, there's time to do whatever.
You got to see something up before 35, though, bro.
If I want to.
You don't want to be 30. You want to be 35? I mean, I could. 35 plus with a new baby?
I could do whatever I want at all times. I don't know. I said, my pops had me at 40. My pops was like, he's fucking 55, bro.
You want to be him?
I mean, not him.
That's what I'm saying. Right,
no.
Not him.
But he already had my sister by now. He had my sister right now. This year, when he was 32, he had my sister.
I think you should do that.
I don't know. Nothing around that. Nope.
You make something cute, though.
Not just seed.
Definitely. I mean, that's going to happen.
Just seed on the seed. I mean, it's like a mouse out here.
Somebody you can trust.
I don't want to be. And y'all know this. When I become a father, it's going to be like that.
Mouse is a gardener.
Like, I'm going to hop in. Yeah. I'm going to be full time, like, yo.
This nigga quitting the podcast.
You know what I'm saying? No. I would do that. But you know how I'm going to be. Like, I'm going to be super just on it. Like,
taking a sabbatical.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Ryan is 6 months out, boy.
It's going to be me and Mac for at least a year.
Yo, like, what's my paternity leave?
Paternity leave?
Nigga, we don't have that here.
We don't even have any. It's not in the contract.
We're going to have to put that in, guys. I'm sorry. I'll see y'all niggas next year.
Yeah, I'll see y'all when I see y'all. I'll do it from home.
You going to zoom in?
Yeah.
Might as well.
Updates. It's also different. But going back to what I was saying,
right? How
it's
we
very,
got here?
It's very unfair to the child. We got here because
Mouse was
telling his story.
I would not tell him.
He was telling his story, and it didn't resemble mine because this was like the positive part of like the grandma sticking up, and then, but owning up to like this ain't right. Mind you, I have one that can't walk, and she's
Zeus.
I have one that I have my dad's mom can't walk and is on crutches, and she's still like, you know, that evil minded person. So for me, it's a little different, and I understand, like, I would have loved to know my older sister at the time, and the situation that I was talking about is like that same kind of year gap, like probably niggas like 12 and she's like 4.
Right.
So it's like, I understand what it would be like to have something missing out of that.
Yeah.
So
I mean, definitely putting a button in it. I agree with you on the being a celebrity and then having the kid on the other side, and then you can't show that kid the same type of love because of the family unit that Mouse talked about.
And my dad in his own right,
I get it. It's just a wax.
And my dad,
everybody said
right.
that,
right?
Until one of us finds ourselves in that situation.
But I'm not, so I can talk about it. I'm not there, so I can talk about it because I've been on the losing half of the situation.
Me too. I'm just saying, we say that.
Until we're going until, through ourselves.
Until that situation is on us. Right? And it's like.
But it's up to us to not make that shit.
Until it's next to us. Facts. What if it happens to me and now you got to give me this advice? It's not going to be the same advice we're having now. What if it's one of us? It's not going to be. I'm going to be like, yeah, bro. We're all going to say, hey, yo, you fucked up.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to be like, damn, this bitch is fucked up. She keeps this kid, bro. She's wild. Right. She keeps this
will
kid.
Will I say that? I don't know if I will. I don't know. Because like I said,
you are with someone else.
Because then I have to think about it. Like, I wouldn't be here if my mom thought that way.
True, but.
And you also, all right.
You can still have that idea though. Because
Think about fuck us, fuck this podcast. I want you to think about those moments where you felt less than. I want you to think about those moments where you felt hurt from your father.
Yes.
Would you have not traded it all to be fathered by someone who wants you? And that can only happen if your mom doesn't have you with this guy. So it doesn't say you're not here. It just says you're not 32.
Could have been ugly. Could have had a
little
dick.
But you would have been loved.
Okay. I'd rather be unloved with big dick and not ugly.
That's true.
That's a good trade-off, actually. I'm not going to hold you.
We have this with pretty privilege on our side.
I'm saying? I could be, yes. Now, if I was ugly with a little dick, I'd be like, damn, mom. Shit. I could have had more, but not.
This is valid.
I feel like everybody has their purpose and everything happens for a reason. So I wouldn't be the person I am if I was with somebody else's son.
Right.
But I love being the person you are could be a person without trauma.
Yeah, I mean, I'm black. I'm gonna have trauma regardless. If it wasn't that way, it'd have been another way. I think about it this way. I didn't have to go through the shit that my little brother and sister had to go through.
Sure.
Which was watching their mother and father be together and then watching them break the whole shit apart because of infidelities and shit like that. How many? And because you have you, well, it didn't start like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like you have a situation where somebody else raised you to be, and that's your father. Mm-hmm. But you saw what a split was.
I mean,
you know there was hurt in that from your mom. That's why I don't think I would want to see my mom go through that.
Right.
I didn't see my mom go through that. Mm. But I also didn't see my mom be happy with another person like that. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was just like give or take. You can't have everything. Everybody's situation is not going to be perfect. And 9 times out of 10, the families that we know, we were raised without a father.
You know, that's funny. That brings me to this conversation I was having with my dad and my cousin last week. How old is too old for the excuse or reasoning that's how I was raised?
That's funny. That was a conversation I was having like 3 days ago.
Say that one more time.
How old, what age is too old for the excuse to, for the excuse, for the validity of the excuse, that's how I was raised?
I don't think there's an age. I think there is a point where you know better, so you should do better. But I don't think there's an age for that.
It just matters. It just matters if you want to grow up or not.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, is there an age for that's how I was raised?
But nah. It's also
there's not an age. Right. But that borders the line of no better, do better.
So the conversation I was having with my dad in that regard, like, right. Let me see if I get him to say his point. Because my thing is,
What do you think it is?
I don't think you can truly. How many black people do you know that actually make amends with their past? Like, do the work. And I'm not saying, I'm not pushing therapy on anyone. I'm just saying, how many people actually do the work to be better, to then go on and be better?
I don't know how to answer that question. Maybe not a lot, right? I don't.
Because you would have to have access to therapy or access to therapeutic means.
And one thing I realized over the last couple of weeks, therapy is expensive as shit.
Even if it isn't, it's taxing.
I was like, yo, what's that slider scale, miss?
It's a lot. Slider scale.
Nah, I forced the slider scale, boy. I was like, nah, I'm not paying that, miss. I'm not.
10 minutes.
What?
This is a phone call. Yo, can not FaceTime.
Can we do 20 minutes?
Can you just call me?
Can you just leave me motivational shit?
Word,
can
just
you
leave me notes.
Is there a sticky note?
Can you just voice note one session
and from everything else,
you just voice note me motivational?
Can you just break down me in one time, one session?
I'm going to text you my life. Just tell me where I went wrong at.
In a paragraph. That's
in a paragraph.
It.
I'm gonna send you a couple of voice notes. You listen.
Right. You can listen. Take your time. Know what I mean, right. Just hit me back with some affirmations. Yeah. Can you just
some
send
affirmations.
Me, can you send me daily affirmations? Because I'm like, there you go.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
That's all I need.
Tell me I look good today, please. Like
that's not a therapist.
just bring me up.
Well,
you can
as of right now.
I go to Target in gray sweatpants if I want that.
Listen,
Daddy O. Come on now, you on the podcast. I don't leave the nicknames at home. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so look, I'm with Ryan and Zeus.
Yeah.
My God.
Pops, what's up?
What they do?
You can't see me behind this big-ass tree, but sorry, don't worry about it.
Huh?
I saw a big leaf in the way.
Right.
Oh, no, that was Zeus. He's wearing green.
Yeah.
And you see Ryan?
Pops,
yes, sir.
What's up?
What's goody?
Man, what's going on? How you feeling?
All right, so real quick, we're discussing the conversation me, you, and Tiff had the other day in regards to like how old is too old for the excuse, that's just how I was raised. What was your point on it?
That's just how I was raised. I definitely think it depends on the circumstances. It depends on what we're talking about. Right? And it depends on what's on the line.
Mm.
Right? I think it definitely depends on those three things.
What's on the line is a ball.
So
what's on the line is heavy.
That's a ball.
It's a lot of life issues where, you know, we be trying to get a little bit more mileage out of that. That's just how I was raised. And we probably used up all that mileage, but we still want to ride on the fumes, you know?
Mm.
Especially as men, you know? But yeah, I definitely think it's a little bit more information is needed to kind of say, hey, you know, I mean, you know, the young lady that was, you know, snatched up and made a part of sex trafficking, we'll give her a little bit more mileage. We'll let her ride a little bit further, you know. But, you know, a grown man that.
What about what about the black men who were raised or should I say not raised by their fathers and were kind of left to the wind and were kind of left to figure out what being a man is and what about those guys? How much mileage do they get?
At a certain point, every one of us is responsible to own his own stuff. All right? So some of this is not, this is how I was raised. Some of this is what I choose to hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's a ball.
I get that. Because if you go and cheat and do all that other stuff.
Right.
At a certain point in age and maturity, it's because that's what you want to do. It has nothing to do with because it happened to your mom or it happened to this. Like, yes, it did. You're either going to cope with it or you're going to become the product of your environment.
But it's your choice. Or you get to use it as your crutch. Yeah. Shit. Right.
But it's your choice at that point.
Being a goddess on the... But, okay, sure, sure. Thanks, Dad.
All right.
If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift-giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, sure, mm-hmm. Right, sure. Mm-hmm. But then we don't make any, I just want us to know, if we accept that thought process, then we make no space for niggas to be vulnerable and be better because now you're telling them, oh, somebody did this to you, and this, man up, get over it.
No, I'm not saying.
Or you're using this as a crutch.
I'm not saying it as man dangerous. Up. I'm not saying as man up and get over it. Go through the process of learning.
What is that process? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we talked about it. There's therapy.
You got to get it to the people, bro. Like, we just got done saying how expensive therapy is.
Yes,
right. That's if somebody can get over the hump of the social stigma in our culture.
But you have to, first and foremost, you have to want to change. You can't fall into the, well, he cheated on this, and I'm just going to get over one day. You have to want that for yourself. So if you want to go to therapy, and I mean, insurance, there's all different types of ways. It doesn't just have to be therapy.
Right, it doesn't have to be therapy.
It could just be...
Therapeutic means.
Yeah, therapy, something. Right. And whatever that is for you, it could be having a podcast. It could be working out.
Do not use a podcast.
Going to the gym. Positive.
Because clearly the women are over us.
But I'm saying, in a way of my sake, I know podcast might not be the right word, but in my mind, I'm thinking about it is...
Talking space to where you can...
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Also, you gotta face your traumas too. If you have the chance to talk to the person that hurt you,
yes,
whether it be your father, your mother, your brothers, whatever it is, and they're still here on this earth, then you have to step to them and talk to them about it. Like I had a lot of my struggles with my pops, and then my pops said some shit to me Father's Day that happened. He was like, "Yeah, I just wasn't ready to have a son. I wasn't ready to raise you. I wasn't," and he owned up to it.
All right, let's pay some bills. This episode is brought to you by Pepsi. That's right, Pepsi. I remember my first time going to an HBCU football game. Shout out to North Carolina A&T. It was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. I'm telling y'all, I got a chance to watch the HBCU team and the band bring so much excitement to the stadium. Completely packed with fans. I'm talking about moms, grandmas, dads, uncles, alumni. Everyone was there. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And the best part about it is that Pepsi is a proud supporter of HBCU students on and off the field. Pepsi and HBCUs. That's what I like.
Fine.
And does that erase 30? Because what, you was 31? 30?
When he was 31.
So 32? Did that erase 31 years?
When's Father's Day?
July. It was this past Father's Day?
Yeah, 32. Yeah. So it's 32.
It was 32.
Right. It was this year. Mm-hmm. Does it erase everything? No, but it helps me become... a better person on with my relationships and understanding when I have kids and what you have to go through as a parent and understand. Like, he was 32 when he had my sister. He was 40 when he had me. He wasn't ready at 40. Do I want to be that way? No, but it took, I might have still been that way if I didn't face that demon, if I didn't ask those questions.
I do think what he said, your pop said, was important, though. That was my favorite part, where he said, it's what's on the line. Yeah. I think that's huge, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because then you realize that these things or this person that you've become or these actions that you make, you realize how it's impacting the people around you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you end up like 444, right? And if my kids only knew, you know what I'm saying, right? All that type of shit. So then you realize what's really on the line. That's when you're like, I can't rest my laurels on these things anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times, unfortunately, it takes a lot of car crashes before we say, damn, like, I'm fucked up, or this is fucked up, or this isn't the way it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, my parents were always together, separated a while back. Mentally, I lost my dad, right? What does that mean? All right, so because I don't never really talk about this, so we probably won't even talk about it that deep on the podcast. I'm not gonna hold you.
Just talk.
Shut up. Jesus. Anyway, so.
Nigga trying to give us his barriers first. Nah.
I typically don't even like podcasts, nigga. So, me and my pops
fell out around the age of maybe 15, 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But mainly because he was going through like mental breakdown moments. Yeah. Like, this nigga just, he went like AWOL in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Smartest AWOL nigga ever, but went AWOL. You know what I'm saying? And then at that point, he just stopped being a dad. Mm. So I seen him, but he stopped being a dad. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know how to tie a tie, my nigga. Like it wasn't that. I never had a conversation.
I got a dad and don't know how to tie a tie.
Well, there's that, ashamed. Right? We never had those conversations about like women and things like that. You know what I'm saying? It was almost like just being raised by my mom. You know what I'm saying?
Even though he was there.
Because he was like, hey, wow, that's nigga. It's like mourning somebody that's alive, right?
Yeah.
Right. That's a bar, too. Right?
The way that spun the block.
Jesus Christ.
It was like a session.
So anyway, but with that, my mom wasn't, you know, big. Yeah, I had P on the other week or month or whatever. I was listening to Haitian and P, Pascal.
Oh, Pascal, yeah.
And he talked a little bit, and I listened to that episode. He talked a little bit about how the Haitian family, and how they're real tough, and love isn't a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't learn how to love inside that family a lot of times.
You're raised.
Yeah, you're raised, man. You're raised. Love is, hey, man, you got a roof on your head. Hey, man, you got kicks on.
You raised that oppression.
Right, that's love. You know what I'm saying? Because they were going through so much. My mom working 2 to 3 jobs when my pops went AWOL. So love was officially out the window.
To be raised,
I don't even have time to love you, nigga. Like, I literally don't have time.
That's raised that oppression. To be raised that oppression is crazy.
Right. So then now you grow up at those crazy 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, not knowing like what loving women is like, or what real love is, you know what I'm saying? Or like, you don't know.
And now you're going to look for it.
Then you find it by accident sometimes. Then you don't know how to handle it when you get it.
It wasn't by accident because that's what we're conditioned to yearn. We're conditioned to yearn what we don't have. So we go out and we're looking for the love of a woman that we didn't have growing up.
But sometimes you're looking for a specific. Sometimes you're looking for somebody that just fucking rub your head and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you're looking for the thing.
But you might not, and this is in general, this might be nobody here, but you might not necessarily be looking for, like, love. You're not looking for her.
You're looking for affection.
In your lifetime, you might have seen, right, somebody that ends up with that person that does that, but you didn't even love them like that, or you didn't want... I wasn't trying to love you. It was almost like I was just trying to self officially get what I can get.
I was looking for affection.
I was looking for affection, but I wasn't looking for you. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone could have gave it to me. You just happened to give it to me.
Bingo. First. And you gave it to me in an amazing way.
And because we're men, like we've discussed this at length on this podcast.
You feel the pressure and say that you got to like, go for it.
We're men and we are creatures of habit.
Right.
So, okay. I get the affection I'm looking for. What? I get food on top of that? What? Right. I get consistent pussy on top.
She is out here making me better.
What? Nah, my credit is going up.
And you wasn't ready, though.
One day, I don't love
about it. Hey, nigga, you do. You ain't loving for the rip,
but we creatures are creatures of habit.
It's disgusting, right? But it's true.
We're creatures of habit, so we'll stay here.
That's the fact.
And we'll continue to ruin this person. We continue to not pour into this person. We continue to not edify this person.
Because
we continue to be in this person's way because she needs to go somewhere where she is equally. She's where she's equally loved and you know, I hate that word, but what she gives is reciprocated.
Right.
Equally yoked.
She needs to find the person that's her puzzle piece. Because right now, she's the sticker piece and this is a flat, corner.
Right.
All right. We're the flat corner and she's a piece. She need to go find her puzzle piece, but we're holding on to her. We're in her way because she loves us.
Right.
She has loved us. She has poured into her. She has poured into us.
That us.
So now you got this sixth part where we're creatures of habit.
Right.
And she's invested. Somebody got to be the person. And typically, men are the person that breaks it off, but not in the smart way. Not in the healthy way. Not in the mature way.
Right.
How do we break it off? We go out and cheat, get caught. We start treating her bad.
Yeah.
We start doing less than.
Instead of
just saying, hey, this...
This ain't working.
Right. And then, but then you flip it, right? And then you find a situation. Let's say you get the one
men
that you're looking
suck.
For. They do. Right?
Oh, then, my God.
But
dating us
because creatures of habit. No,
that's why.
Because
sex good.
Because
and they see more in you than you see in yourself.
Also, because of how we started this conversation, right? Also, how we started this conversation is, you know, what was the idea of
how long do you have to this hour,
right? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of times, not that we selfishly do it. But
the intent doesn't matter.
Right,
it's selfish.
Right. Until we get to the point of what your pop said, where the stakes are so high that you really got to give a fuck. But it's like, man, this is how I was raised, and we don't understand like how to change that, or we don't want to change that for that person. You see what I'm saying? Like a lot of times, like
we don't know how to change it.
But we're not attempting to as well. You see what I'm saying? Like
I don't know if and this is me saying it to even me. I don't know if it's that hard to change. It's the want to change.
Do you want to change?
I think once you want to do everything, you will.
You do it.
I think about how I am when I when I have a new idea, like when I have a new content idea.
Right.
Or like even with God Next Door, right? Like when I wake up and I'm like, yo, we should do this. I'm hitting y'all all day. Yo, we should do this. And we got to do this. Yo, Ryan,
You can want to do that every day.
Right. Wait, what? I didn't hear what you said.
I said you can want to do that every day.
If I want to do it. So when I want to do it, look at everything we're doing.
But if you don't,
it's like,
yeah, what's up?
Right.
What are we talking about? You tell me.
Right. It's the same instance in wanting to be better, because especially with men, we love sneakers. Oh, nigga, I tell you, I know me. I'll tell you every sneaker that came out, when it came out, the day it came out, the color.
When you want to know something.
I'll tell you where to find the manufacturer. They all of that.
That's right. Just like when you want to pursue a woman, you buy flowers, you do this, you do all that, until you get to what you want. Whatever that is, it could be love, but right. It could just be.
Because I got a question for you.
It could. Uh oh.
No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I'm done.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. This is a question for Ryan.
Okay. I mean, you too. I already know the answer when it comes to you. So whatever. And I think I know the answer when it comes to
you.
Ryan.
Thinking, I'm thinking.
Right. So I have been told before that it is more about the chase than it is the actual relationship. Have you ever heard that before?
Absolutely. Now, actually, we have heard that before.
Okay.
That wasn't my answer.
No, I know. When I heard
that was for the people.
When it came to me, I was like, nah, you bugging out.
No.
Like, you bugging out. Like,
but what's like, the question? I'm asking
Ryan, if you have heard that before, do you agree?
Okay. That it's more about
the chase. That's more about the chase than it is the actual, I guess, what you capture.
I guess it depends on what you're trying to chase.
That's what I said. That's what I fucking said. Right. I said, if I chase you and I pursue you, and then I find out you're not the thing, or, you know, if I find out that I've been chasing... if I'm a lion and I've been chasing down this gazelle, but when I catch it, ain't really no gazelle. This is a dog. I mean, I'm gonna eat it, but
right.
I was looking for gazelle.
Right.
I'm gonna get back out there.
But do you eat it though?
Well, nigga, I just ran.
I just ran. I'm hungry.
But I'm hungry.
Do you let it go? Do you let it go?
No.
Go?
Like, all right. No.
Okay. Now, if you put that in a relationship context, what, you what does that look
but
like?
But this would, it looks like this. I can be going mm-hmm. and moving forward and wanting to love you. Mm-hmm. That could be my goal. Or right. my goal can just be sex.
Right.
Or my goal can just be somebody to sit there and talk to me.
I mean, I think in general,
it depends on what you're shooting for.
The chase is always more fun.
I disagree.
I think the chase is always more fun until you get to that relationship.
It's not more important until you get to that plateau
where dating is fun as shit. Where everything you do with that person is fun, from going on trips to eating to getting to know each other to how's your day to all that. Then I think that's the chase. No. That's the relationship.
That's the relationship.
I'm chasing to get to the relationship, and that's fun. I gotta get you. But then if you get to that and you got it, and it's still what you said, it's still what you thought it would be. Damn, she is everything I wanted to chase. Then I feel like the relationship is much better than the chase, because the chase don't last as long as the relationship can go.
Right.
Because I'm gonna get you.
But
I'm gonna
get you. What I'm trying to say is the chase is inevitably fun.
I don't agree at this age, inevitably fun.
Yeah, it's like it's fun.
The chase is.
Yeah.
I don't know, at this age, no. Is that not a
younger?
Thing, bro.
Yeah, because at this age,
because
like,
now we're dealing with trauma.
Because I gotta deal with this. Yeah. Yo, Ra, you should have a kid by 35.
Hey,
yo,
bitch, you didn't have to point at me.
You just said it on this episode.
But you had a point at me.
Yo,
talk about how to deal with this.
Right.
Yo, can't. You ain't shit.
I think the relationship is better. Cool, right. The relationship is better. I just understand like the idea of when you're chasing somebody.
I don't think the chase is more at this age, the chase is exhausting.
Exactly.
The chase is expensive.
I guess it depends on what you're chasing, how you're chasing too, right? Like there's dynamics to this idea, right?
Well, as the women like to say, or let me take it back, not the women. As the mature folk like to say, dating with purpose is not fun. Because you have to approach this thing with so much intention that you don't, like when we were kids.
Right, okay.
When we were 26, 27, 28, 29.
Right.
It was show up. What we doing? Link me over here.
Now it's what is your goals?
Off the first date, what is your intention with me?
Right. What do you want to see?
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. I really don't know.
Right.
And then to fall into it, it's like we've had this conversation before. I could be the most honest person to say, but like, yo, look, your looks got me. I'm attracted to you. I want to know more. But yes, my intentions are to have sex with you. Now, is there more to it? This is what this road is taking me to. I want to know if there's more than just this.
Right,
and
right.
I want it to be more than just this. But I don't know.
You tell him that?
That's one hell of a sit down.
In your guys' minds, is there a difference between desire and intention? Because I think we desire to have sex with a woman we don't know. I do not think we know our intentions with that woman.
Absolutely.
But I think we desire.
We desire to have sex.
Right. I don't know if desire and intention is the same thing. I think it can be.
But there is.
Which is ugly. I would hate for my desires and my intentions to be the same thing. Right, yeah. I think desire is more carnal. Your intention is much more cerebral.
Mm-hmm.
I see this. What do I see? Right. And I don't think we absolutely know what our intention is. I think sometimes that gets us in trouble because men are so, we don't want to fuck up so much. We just say something. What's your intention with me?
Generational wealth?
Yeah,
what's your intention? Oh, of course, like,
and
you know,
you got to be like, oh my God, he wants generational wealth.
Building black businesses.
Bitch.
Oh my God.
It's giving crypto. It's giving NFT. It's giving NFT. NFT me down. NFT my body.
You know what that means. She's sitting there just listening to the news.
Right.
But I mean.
She listens to the news the next day. She's like, my nigga want the NFT.
We're buying back the block
right now. What Nipsey said. The marathon continues.
But mind you, she's thinking all this in her head. And you like, yo, I don't know what the fuck I just told this girl. But I'm, because my intentions. Well, not my intentions. My desire led me to just say whatever I think she's going to want to hear.
Which would be manipulative in that. Can be, right? The idea that it's
manipulative if there's no intentions at the end.
What I'm learning with levels,
positive
intentions.
What I'm learning with manipulation, because I study this shit so much because I want to understand it, because I never want my kids to deal with it, because I have two girls right now, but I do plan on having sons, and I never want them to be guilty of manipulating anyone, let alone women.
You got to have one soon.
I agree. I agree. You're not scaring me.
33.
Been here.
Got to have one 33.
You want to have a baby fact?
No.
Okay. I have one and you're 33. You have one at 33.
I'm so good.
All right. Don't
play
with me.
You have kids already. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just saying. All right, cool.
You don't want them to be too old. You want them to, you know.
Matter of fact, let me tell Sonny that Uncle Rye's trying to replace her. Mm-mm. No. We're all scared of Sonny.
I'm going to say, she wants a son. I'm like, but you always get in my crib. You know, I got her.
Always good in my book, man. Happy belated.
You guys are sick. Happy belated. I am the father of a 10-year-old and a soon to be 15-year-old.
That was tight.
That's 25.
Shoot me now. That's 25. I got 25-year-old put together. Shoot me now.
Man.
What the fuck was I saying? Oh, manipulation.
Yep.
I don't know if it's manipulation. I'm not sure if it's manipulation. If manipulation is based on intent, if you did not intend to manipulate me, did you really manipulate me? Like, if it was this, what are we trying to do when we go into these situations? We're trying to sleep with a woman,
right?
But you are trying to sleep with her masked or guised as companionship.
Right.
Because we as men feel that if we are if we are honest and upfront, we're going to lose out.
Facts.
That's where the manipulation comes into play.
And I also think as I got older, I'm starting to realize that saying how I feel is the best way of getting what I want.
Right. Normally works
saying
out.
Saying how I feel.
Normally works out.
Yeah, saying what and I mean saying what and how.
What and how,
feel.
Right.
Yeah, saying, normally saying works what, out. How I feel
the
is,
older we
is,
are.
Yeah, because there's certain people that feel the same way as me. And I thought growing up, lies would just maybe get me to a place where then I wanted to be that way. But it's like it comes to a point in time where sometimes your lies turn into shit that you believe, and that's not ever going to help a situation or a relationship. So with me, it's like if I put it out on the table, like, look.
This is where I'm at. This is what I'm looking for.
I like girls that like girls.
All right, Drake. Girls like girls where I'm from.
But that I could throw it on a table and not be afraid of you and be like, well, I'm good off you. Be like, cool.
Right.
So you're good.
Right. Beat it.
There's somebody else that's going to accept me for who I am. Right. And if you can't accept me for who I am, I'm only going to hurt you in the long run.
Mm.
So it's better this way.
It's way better this way. Because you know. It's like, yo, and she could be like, well, look, I like girls too. We don't need them all the time, but I would look. Cool, now it's a conversation. Now at least you know where my head is. And if you don't respect it, then it's like, I can't be mad at you because that's just not what you want. And there'll be another guy to come along and he might wine you and dine you and not tell you he likes other girls. And then you're in a relationship and he goes out and tries to bring another girl to the bedroom. You're like, yo, what the fuck? It's like, but he couldn't be honest with you because he's thinking he's just going to lose you, which he was. I'm not afraid of losing somebody that doesn't agree with what I like.
Because I didn't lose you.
I didn't lose you.
Wasn't for me.
You wasn't for me at all. I told you from jump what I want and what I like. Right. Now, is there certain things that we try not to give up on the first day? Yeah, because we don't want to lose the thought of you just thinking this is all I want. But at the end of the day, if you don't tell somebody how you feel, then they're not just going to, they're going to resent you at the end of the day. And they're going to hate you for who they thought you were. But you don't even know yourself if you can't be real with them.
That's real shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's all I be trying to teach the people right now, man.
I think it's so, being an adult is so much more difficult than I feel our parents had. Like, all our parents had to do was raise us.
They had cell phones, bro.
Like, be alive.
Right.
And not get killed by cops. Right. But now we have to be alive, not get killed by cops, unraise the way that raised us.
Right. Like, fix the way that they raised us.
You know what I mean?
Or it's didn't raise us.
It's like, what the
fuck? Or didn't, right?
Like, can you imagine our parents having this conversation that we're having? Can you imagine our fathers, all three of our fathers, having the conversation that we're having now? Like, know the men you know, and then imagine them trying to have this conversation. Their minds would be fucking blown. They'd be like, what are we talking about?
They'd be like, y'all do that?
They'd They were like, right. We should go to work.
We're supposed to care about what we're supposed to care
we're
about.
To,
right,
we're supposed right. to be real and right.
They might use they might call us the F word.
Look at whoa, wait. Whoa. Dad, you actually can't say that.
Like, right?
I can't.
Like, can't all it means. No, we know what it means.
We
please.
Probably shouldn't say stop. That. Pops. Nah, right, right.
Where does working out fit into all of this?
Oh man, what do you say?
Like how like
turn it around. Right?
This nigga spun.
Listen, it's one thing I'm a professional.
This nigga spun.
How does working out fit into all this, right? How many years how much have you witnessed like through how many years of like people just putting it all taking it all out on the gym, but it still don't get it out.
So does it work? I guess a question, right? Subjective on how heavy the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Like I think I've worked with folks personally in my years that came in with a purpose and part of the purpose. Funny, all right. So this kid, really dope kid, you would have met him on. Did you meet him on Wednesday?
I didn't meet anybody on Wednesday.
When you came in, he wasn't there.
Oh, that last time I went.
The Wednesday that just passed.
No,
just came in yesterday.
I was no.
Oh, then he left right.
He
before,
left right before.
Right before you,
because I was there and you was at 7-Eleven.
Yeah. He left right before you. Him, right, and he came in his first day, assessment day yesterday. But he came and chopped it up with me in Soho the day before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I've known this kid since he was like 13, to be honest. He's like 29 now. And right now in this conversation, our conversation in Soho, which is why this is mad funny, we talked a lot about his pops. I knew his pops too.
Mm-hmm.
And his pops passed, God bless him. And they didn't see eye to eye. His pops wasn't doing things the right way to the family, to him, by him. You know what I'm saying? And he said through this gym shit, his goal is to like learn himself. You know what I'm saying? Like his goal was to find himself through working out right now, right? Just like how you feel about yourself, how you look in the mirror, right? The type of discipline that you put in, right? Because there's parts of that, right? The ability to like unlearn shit, the ability to be a better person lies in the discipline, right? And the gym forces you to have a level of discipline that we don't typically have. So depending on what the stakes are, it typically works out for folks depending on what we're trying to do.
But, all right, so I'll take me into thank you for not throwing me under the bus initially. Nah. But I was talking about me in that instance
a little bit. You should have said you.
because like, you remember, like, there was a point where I was coming to you, like, we went from 4 days, so I was trying to up it to, like, 6-7 days a week. And still doing boxing. He was like, yo, what's going on, bro?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. Like, what are you trying to work out, right? Like, because then
what demons are you trying to exercise right,
right
now,
right, literally right. And figuratively. Yeah. What are you trying to exercise?
Yeah.
Right? Where some people feel like that's unhealthy. Some people feel like you still need therapy.
Mm.
Do you feel the gym is an adequate place for mental health? Working out mental health?
This is hella twofold because I have a therapist now, right?
Wealthy.
No.
These once a month.
Once a week, slide the scale, though.
Once a year.
Right.
Listen, I'm going to just let you know how I do next year. Give me everything I need to know for the year.
No.
Same as next year?
With the shit that's been happening, nigga, I need this bitch every part of my language. I need this lady every other day.
This isn't a sponsor episode. Go for crazy.
I need this lady every day. You see what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to hold you. You see what I'm saying?
Well, what's been happening?
I'm
not a good friend.
It's another episode.
Right. Nah.
I tried to loop niggas.
That's the Patreon episode because niggas ain't getting my pay for free. Fuck out of here.
I respect it. I love our family. They know.
Bro.
They know.
I mean, fuck out of here.
I give but, this shit to for free your every week.
We give our pay for free.
You're not getting my pay for free.
They be getting my pay for 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta,
for the free.
For the free. But to answer your question, I do think the gym is an adequate form of therapy, mental.
So why do you have a therapist?
Because some of these answers, man, that I need, I'm not gonna find between a dumbbell. You see what I'm saying? Like the gym is good for release, right? The gym is good for getting your mind right, I think. You see what I'm saying? Connecting your mind to your body, right? All your six senses, all that good shit, right? But there's some trauma shit. There's your PTSD. There's how you grew up. This is how I am. You know, there's some of that.
Do you notice some of that when training someone?
And
like when you're training someone and like maybe they're a little mouthy, Maybe they're a little like against.
Yeah, definitely notice.
Like taking, like, yo, you hired me. Yeah. But they're against taking
the directive.
Directive and stuff. Like, do you be like, oh, you were raised this way. Like, you're like, I can see her trauma. I can see this.
I'd be like, yo, why are you like that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so do you feel like going to therapy will help you become a better trainer in that instance dealing with people?
No. No, I don't think therapy is gonna relate to how I train. You know what I'm saying? Because I kinda train to push a button. You know what I'm saying? I train for you to be a little mouthy in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Because the goal is to kind of get you to
be 38.
Right. The goal is for you to fail. The goal is for you to break down during the course of this. So at that point, you're going to show who you are. But then in a sense, right, if you are mouthy and you do have this certain type of attitude, but you realize you're in an environment that you can't control. Because if I say give me 38, you're not walking out of here until you give me 38. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, you learn, like, okay, like, you find yourself a little bit in this moment. Maybe you humble yourself in this moment, like, oh, shit, like, it's not going to get me anywhere in life, per se, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be like this all the time, right? So at that point, I probably do you a service at this moment, right? You give me your best shot of your mouthiness and your fuck this weights and fuck all this, and then I give you my best shot, which is we don't move until you do it. And I sit down, like, we don't move until you do it. Like, I genuinely don't care. And then at that point, you pick up the way that you do it. Mm-hmm. So at this point, like, there's a bigger lesson here. Mm. Like, there's a life lesson that just happened in that moment. And then I promise you, they don't show up to the gym that way again. You know what I'm saying?
Niggas be lazy.
Niggas would be lazy.
No, I'm not looking at you.
I'm fine. I know I'm not lazy.
You just got caught. You know somebody just caught you looking at this. I'm just like, yo. Hey, Riley, I look over you like this.
You looking at me before. You was talking. You were the one talking.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, I didn't mean you related.
But nah, therapy's you good. Therapy's cool, man. It's interesting.
Ryan said he's going to therapy this year.
Did you gonna try it this year? It's interesting, man. I didn't like her for the first couple weeks, man.
Take Obama.
I genuinely did not like her for the first couple weeks, man. And
what was those first couple weeks like? What was happening?
I didn't like therapy for the first couple weeks. I was like, I don't know if this is for me, man. I had to really talk myself into going back the following week. Money aside, no, it's virtual.
I think it'll be easier for me because money aside. And I've already told the world about my problems.
So why not be able to tell?
So why not be in somebody could? I'm not saying y'all don't help me because
right.
But why not tell somebody who really just can't judge anything? She'll know me from a hole on the wall.
Yeah, if I had a podcast, I probably wouldn't have a therapist. But
all right, can we stop this? Somebody's gonna take that and clip it and tag it to a fucking meme of them saying all these men do is get podcasts, not therapists.
Nah.
It's probably true. For me.
It's how I got to look in the camera. It's how I got to look in the camera.
For me, right. I need
therapy. I got a podcast, and I'm gonna tell y'all now.
I probably wouldn't have a therapist if I had a podcast.
They literally say except guys next door. Right. Like, I've been tagged in those memes. Yeah,
they can't throw y'all under the bus like that.
Not guys next door.
They can't throw y'all under the bus like that. No, but no.
I don't think we don't proclaim to be therapists.
No,
some of us are anti-therapy on this podcast. I don't want to say who, me, but
no.
Yeah, I think we're just looking for answers.
Yeah,
on how to be better.
We want to be better.
Yes.
And that's a lot of people's first issue.
Right.
They don't really want to be better. They're going to therapy because their girl's like, you should go to therapy. Your mom's like, yeah.
Oh, they're going to therapy to get their girl back.
Well, they're going to therapy. Too, right? They're going to therapy to get their life back. And it's not really for them.
Right. So that's just.
Damn. That's
let's
wild.
Let's go to the bathroom. Anyway, so.
Shoot him.
But just crazy.
Shot you down. Bang, crazy. Bang.
But. No.
Hit the ground, bang, bang.
It was such a good episode.
No, we was flowing. But no.
It was so good.
But see, that's even. Now, to all the niggas that's going to therapy to get their girl back, y'all niggas do what the fuck y'all got to do.
Talk them,
but,
tell them.
Right, don't let this nigga shame you. That's one.
What?
But two.
What?
In that, to all my niggas
and
going to
therapy. If that can save your relationship.
If it can, right? But to all my niggas going to therapy to get their girl back.
It doesn't work.
It's not that it has to work or not, because you might not get it back. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Don't worry about that. But you learn what's going to happen next
right,
one.
Right, because if that was the case, you and me wouldn't, and we keep it a bean, we wouldn't be having the amount of conversations that we typically have about the situation if I thought that was automatically going to work, right? Like,
first of all, I don't know where you're going.
I was going real life. But let's break left.
let's stay
left. But right. But what I will say though, I was going real life, like, fuck it.
All right, but fuck it. No. Go real life. Wait, no, don't be pussy, you
I
did.
I already took the left turn.
No, you didn't. No, good. Yo, Ryan. Ryan, stay over there. Stay over there so the nigga stay right. Don't be pussy. You already did it.
This nigga's on the right lane.
Yeah, exactly. Already in your lane. Don't be pussy. You led with it.
Anyway,
Zeus,
let me finish.
You could be on the brink of a breakthrough. Don't be pussy.
It's not going
to
be here. Listen, what I'm trying to say right now, though, is...
Guys, you could have had it right there.
Nah,
listen. Your breakthrough was right there.
No.
You're in your own way.
I see what you're trying to do.
Ryan, remember later on the night when he's training, when y'all working out? When he says, no. Why? No. I want to go right. You give me 15. I'm gonna give you 6.
Therapy is
because even though this 12 is gonna help me, and you're a trainer, and you know that, I'm gonna listen to what I want to say. He's on a podcast. Doesn't want to listen to a podcaster. It's fine.
All right, so go left. You gotta ask the question. Where am I supposed?
No, you were already going.
Then just let me go where I'm.
You were talking. No. You wanted. I'm here. You were saying that even if you go to therapy,
right,
and you don't get her back,
and it doesn't work out,
what happens?
You find yourself in that. This is what I'm trying to say.
You feel like you're finding yourself.
Yeah, I feel like, personally for me, I feel like I'm finding myself, right? My reason for going to therapy.
You once were lost, brother.
Once was lost.
But now you're found.
Now I'm found, man. All right. Reason for going to therapy, right, is lost, even brother. Aside from like that level of personal, right, was, nigga, I want to be better, right? I want to be a better person in this idea. But the question is like, how do I do it, my nigga? Like, how do I do it? Even talking to your niggas, like, me and Mouse talk about shit all the time, right, Ryan? We talk about shit all the time. Fucking me and my brother, me and my friends, we talk about shit all the time. But these niggas don't know how for you to do it. They don't know how to give you the tools to do it. You know what I'm saying? So you vent into your niggas, which is a good vent. It's a good vent.
They're basically just telling you what they would do.
This hypothetical or like, right, which is cool.
Which is typically sometimes some of the best advice. Sometimes niggas give you advice that they cannot and will not do themselves.
Sure, right? And I don't, fortunately for you, you've given me like sound advice, right? Sound advice, right?
Okay.
Wow. Sound advice. Yeah, you give me sound advice. But
I don't have it. Somebody told you gave them sound advice.
Meaning like
you just make
your
noise.
Your mouse has very radical views. Like
you
mouse
just
is
make
a
noise is crazy.
Right. Like that's what I feel like. I know that's not what he means.
That's not what I mean.
But it sounds like advice. Like sound advice is just like, I mean, it's advice. He did give me advice.
Right, but it's like bullshit. No, mouse is just mad radical. You know what I'm saying? And it's easier to be radical when you're looking at it from I got your back, or
give him sound advice,
or from just the outside in. But then when you find this person who's not invested into you at all, this therapist and shit like that, and then she reads you for an hour, and you're like, oh shit,
that's
okay.
It.
And then you leave with, I hear some tools on like how we're going to manage this, that, and there. You're like, oh, this is lit. It just took us a long time to get there.
I mean, nothing comes easy. We know that.
The first couple sessions was just me talking.
But as you should be.
I was like, man, I don't like this because it felt like I was just talking, bro. Talking to myself. And then she'd be like, oh, word. I'm like, oh, listen, I ain't pay you.
Because
she had to feel.
No.
You heard him.
3 digits.
Pay 3 digits?
Yeah, nigga. Well,
she had to do that so you come back.
A lot of money.
She had to build up the character.
Mouse, I'm going to bring back that Porsche that you lent me. And I got you, right?
That's not true. So, I would never lend it. I don't care how much money I got, it's mine. And I would never get no Porsche. Now, if you would have said, motherfucking 2022
Tesla?
Nissan Altima, I'd be like, ooh, I need that back.
That Tesla that you lent me? All right, anyway.
Not for me.
True.
Not for me.
All right.
I think the biggest we're going to get is, I got my eye on that Cadillac STS right now.
That's a good look.
And that's about it.
That's
as elevated as this car game is going.
But yeah, but
I feel like anything over that, I'm going to be very mad.
The conversation back, right? I know you're super anti-therapy, and I'm glad that I get
I'm not
this.
Anti-therapy.
You're not anti-therapy. Okay. And so for you, the gym is more therapeutic.
Exactly.
You, which I'm happy to be a part of. So I'm,
right.
So I'm not mad at that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But would you ever do a therapy session?
Nah, singles? Like, so, for myself? Solo?
Yeah. No. It would only be if you needed
maybe
it on a couples level?
Maybe.
Okay, that's fair.
And I would have to see their, Like, I would have to see their, like...
With the stats?
Yes. Like, how many successful couples have you helped?
What are you supposed to pull that shit up? If everyone who
goes to breaks up, I'm like, eh.
I don't even know if they could pull that type of shit up, but I hate you.
That's what I would care about, because now I'm taking your advice. I don't know you from anywhere. If I wouldn't let you give me advice...
Right.
Like...
You got a vet therapist.
Yes.
Right. So you would have vetted that one from a couple that you know that probably used
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's how that would have happened.
I mean, me personally, I think the best couple therapy, and this is going to sound crazy, I think in my personal opinion, I think the best couple therapy is counsel. When I say that, I mean other couples around you, peer groups. Mm. How, like, that is everybody being open and transparent with what they're dealing with and how they're dealing with it. Mm. That's the best. Because going to somebody you don't know and them telling you about your relationship.
Oh, why did I get married, Flick? all right, so if you're listening, we're going to the Poconos. Just, you know, you know what?
You going to make your joint drive?
To the Poconos?
Nah, I'm going to flop.
Stop. Don't walk into it, Ryan. Ryan, don't walk into it. We're going to lose a listener. We're going to lose a fucking loyal listener. Don't do it. I'm not, because that's what I'm not doing. Nope.
I'm driving with her. Mm-mm. Feel me? We're driving together.
Mm-mm. I don't know why you looking at me.
I'm not looking at shit.
I'm not
go
losing
ahead.
No listener. I ain't never asked you to lose no clients. Don't try and take a listener from me.
This is what we worried about? That's what we worried about? This nigga crazy.
Yes! We have millions of listens.
Switch the topic,
I don't
bro.
Want to lose.
Switch the topic. This nigga said, Irv, take the left turn. And now, Irv takes the left turn. This nigga's like, Irv, No, I did not.
I just got out the car.
Right, so fuck you. I'm taking over this shit. I'm out, nigga. I'm fuck out of here, then.
You on the road, man. Where they can find you and support and get, you know, training. You do both virtual and in person.
Yeah.
Was that something new that you are you happy about adding that to the
we got to talk about what I do for work. Look at that. All right, let's go. Look ahead.
We've done it before. We've been on this podcast before.
We didn't need to talk about your work today.
The virtual version.
Zeus, you were not on the virtual version of this podcast.
Version of what I do. Was on a podcast like 5 years ago. Shout out to y'all niggas. I fuck with y'all. It was like your
literally
first year.
2 years ago.
Was it really?
Might not have even been 2 years ago.
You know,
I'm pretty sure they're looking at you knowing.
They know
you
exactly
do some
who you
shit.
So, yeah. That's go for it. They definitely like the virtual portion of your job.
What's the question?
Did you like how you feel about adding that?
I'm fucking with y'all. I heard you. Yeah, no, it was dope. Obviously, the pandemic is the pandemic and shit, right? And I think it was necessary. I didn't necessarily think it was going to work. I'm going to keep it a bean with you. I didn't think it was going to work, and it was going to be what we've seen it become. Mm. And it was an amazing thing, and it was even doper to put my niggas on. You know what I'm saying? It was dope to put you in a position to have fun. You know what I'm saying? Put Swerve on, put Chanel on. Like, it was dope to be able to do that, and Dev at the time, and the classes, all these type of things. So I think we changed culture with that, and I think that lives in for me. So, yeah, I'm excited to even bring it back. I think this might
happen. I'll be there.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
I'll be the in shape one.
All right, how can the people, if they want virtual training, they want personal training, how do they get in touch with you?
All right, boom. I got one spot open left for virtual training, so listen one? Carefully. Only one. Only
you need one. Weights?
Yeah, if you got weights.
How much?
Hey, man.
How much the weights? No.
Oh, okay. What's
the thing with that? I was about to say, like, Ryan, you sell workout equipment now? Like, this is crazy.
Everything you got at your crib works, that we talked about that. You know what I'm saying?
So, might get busy.
I'll fuck around and get a spot to ride. But if you're interested.
But if not.
That's what I was about to say.
Not,
might not be the end of the year. Keep
right, but if not, no, I mean.
As of right now, right. I have this open space.
Right. Hit me up at thehouseofzeusnyc@gmail.com. Or you could DM me at Zeus of QLF on Instagram. We go over virtual options, we go over in-person options, or we can go over the Zoom class options, which is every Tuesday. Your first class is free, 6:30 p.m. You do knee weights. It's the hit the weight class. Get it. We're bringing back No Rap on Sundays. As long as Mouse Jones is ready to make playlists again. Because this nigga be hella busy. Mm-hmm. So if Mouse can make playlists again, No Rap on Sundays is coming back. So y'all can stop DMing me. DM Mouse. I get a DM thing. About this shit every week. It's DM Mouse back. About No Rap on Sundays from now on, please. And And we got a Versus class coming up February 5th. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be an amazing time. That's all I got.
That's what I like to hear. Rye, any church announcements?
We here. Almost here at 3. But we're not going nowhere.
Next month is big for us.
Yeah. Black History Month. We have a lot of great episodes coming up. Sponsored.
Tell us about it. I want to hear.
Shout out to the good people at Martell.
Martell is sponsoring all of next month's episode. You got to tune in. Jeez. We have some great guests, great creators, great black voices. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's us. We you know what we do. We bring out the good conversations and the best of everybody. I pod, he pods, we pods. And Mac will be it, everyone.
Will he?
Absolutely.
Nice.
Because if they don't,
he don't get paid. So I'm actually hoping he doesn't come.
They said, hold on, guys.
We get a bigger spritz, you heard me.
But unless you got something right now to talk about, I think we're good.
Trap Karaoke, Chicago, the 22nd, the 28th, Atlanta. Get your tickets. Until then, be safe. Wear a mask. If you can, go take care of yourself the best way. You know how, if that's vaccine, if that's immunity boosters, whatever it is, please be safe. Take care of yourself. And hit up Zeus. Make sure you get Eco Gave straws all in the crib. We'll see y'all next week.
And we are
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.